The Luminous 100 Values-Based Performance Systems by Emmanuel Santa Anna. Luminous Prosperity. Apertures of Value. Performance Systems in Emergent Reality. Voice, Emmanuel. Generated from the prompt, Values-Based Performance Systems. Performance systems built on living values.
Contents.
1. The language of values, defining performance systems. 2. Complexity in motion, self-organization and emergent structures. 3. Divine play and evolutionary intelligence, the third factor. 4. Healing apertures, realities flow through cleared spaces. 5. Traditions as mirrors, reflecting our true nature. 6. Architecting living values, building performance systems. 7. The play of values, integrating theory and practice. The language of values, defining performance systems. Tuning fork, haiku, play weaves through time. Values bloom like wildflowers. Reality's sweet song.
Good.
Complexity is not chaos. It is the harmonious interplay of elements where values emerge as the dance of self-organization. Citation needed. Source on complexity and values. Parable, the river song. Once, in a land where rivers flowed with unseen currents, there lived a river named Lila. Unlike other rivers that followed fixed paths, Lila moved with playfulness, shifting its course with the whims of wind and stone. The villagers wondered why some rivers stayed rigid while Lila thrived, always finding new ways to flow. One day, a traveler asked the elders, "Why does Lila dance when others stand still?" The eldest replied, "Lila knows the language of values. It doesn't resist. It performs with the earth, the sky, and the unseen currents. Its performance is its value." The villagers watched as Lila wound through the land, creating life where it flowed. They learned that true performance wasn't about force, but about harmony with the system.
Structure et technique.
Performance systems operate on three universal practices that scale over time. 1. Observe the system. Notice how values emerge in complex interactions, like eddies forming in a river or patterns in a flock of birds. 2. Play with boundaries. Experiment with constraints, physical, emotional, social, to see how they shape your performance and values. 3. Resonate with complexity. Align your actions with the natural rhythms of self-organizing systems, whether it's a team, an ecosystem, or your own mind. These practices are not rigid rules, but living invitations to engage with reality as it is, dynamic, interconnected, and always in motion. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Performance system. A performance system is a living network of values that emerges from the interplay of self-organizing elements, where play and intelligence co-evolve to create meaning without fixed intent. Here, performance doesn't mean putting on a show. It means participating fully in the dance of reality, where your actions are not predetermined but arise from the system itself. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. What if your actions were not just goals but a dance with reality? 2. Middle searing. How much of your performance is stuck in rigid values, and how much flows like Lila's river? 3. End. If you could clear one aperture today, what would it be? The body, performance systems, and the play of values. Values are not fixed, they perform. They emerge from the interplay of systems, like the dance of a river carving its path. This is Lila, divine play, the fun within evolutionary intelligence. In emergent reality, values don't exist independently. They arise as properties of complex, self-organizing systems. Think of a dissipative structure in physics. Energy and matter spontaneously form new patterns when far from equilibrium, just as values emerge in performance systems when they are open to change and play. Healing is not an act of the self, but a property of reality moving through cleared apertures, spaces where resistance dissolves and flow becomes possible. Every tradition, from shamanic rituals to modern science, is a mirror reflecting what we already are, beings capable of aligning with this deeper intelligence. The work? Clearing apertures. From the place before form, where cosmic and ridiculous are the same size, it can be told as play. Align with real complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, attractors, and you will see that performance systems are not built on rigid values but on living ones ever-evolving. This is not about control, it's about resonance. When you stop trying to force outcomes and instead play with the system, values arise naturally, like notes in a song. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Values are not set, they perform. 2. Healing is reality's flow through cleared apertures. 3. Every tradition mirrors what we already are. 4. Play is the language of emergent intelligence. 5. Clearing apertures aligns you with real complexity. 6. Pain is not an obstacle, but a map to deeper play. 7. The cosmic and the ridiculous are the same in Lila's dance. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible. Mindful values observation. Choose a simple activity, e.g., making tea, walking. Observe how values emerge in the process. The temperature of the water, the rhythm of your steps. Notice when you resist or flow with these emergent values. 2. Deepening. Journaling systemic flow. Reflect on a time when you felt aligned with systemic flow, e.g., creativity, teamwork, and a time when you felt resistant. Write about the differences in your experience of values during these times. 3. Advanced. Designing a performance system. Take a personal challenge, e.g., learning a skill, managing stress. Design a system around it using principles of autopoiesis, self-creation, and dissipative structures, energy flow. Experiment with playfully adapting your approach over time. Citations. 1. Citation needed. Source on complexity and values, likely from systems theory or complexity science literature. 2. Aminul Santa Anna's work on living systems and developmental theory, Lacaste living consensus approach to systems theory. 3. References to autopoiesis, Maturana and Varela, dissipative structures, Prigogine, and attractors, Lorenz, should be cited where used. 4. Any quotes or ideas from other traditions, shamanic, scientific, need proper attribution. This chapter is now complete as a holon, self-contained, yet part of a larger system. It invites the reader into the language of values while grounding them in practices that scale over time, all centered on the concept of Lila as divine play and evolutionary intelligence. The voice is rigorous, architectural, warm, and humble, pairing strong claims with depth without glossing over pain or complexity. Complexity in motion, self-organization, and emergent structures. Tuning fork, haiku. Frost on spiderweb. Patterns hum with unseen hands. Morning's silent math.
What?
The only constant is change. Yet within that flux, systems find their harmony. Citation needed. Source for this paraphrase of Heraclitus or similar. Parable. The flock's dance. Once, a flock of starlings darkened the evening sky, not as a single mass but as a shifting, breathing entity, swirls, spirals, sudden splits like laughter. A young bird named Kale watched from below, intrigued by how no one bird led them all, yet together they danced without music. How do you do this? Kale asked at last. The eldest replied, "We don't. We only follow what is already moving us." Structure and technique. Practices that scale. To cultivate awareness of emergent structures in your own life, try these universal practices. 1. Daily observation, 5 minutes. Spend time noticing self-organizing systems around you, traffic flows, plant growth, or the way conversations in a group ebb and flow. Reflect on how they emerge without a central planner. 2. Pattern mapping. Draw a simple diagram of an emergent system you observe, e.g., a river's path, a city's traffic patterns. Note the rules that seem to govern its behavior, even if they're invisible to you at first. 3. Reflective journaling. Write about moments when you've experienced flow or synchronicity. What apertures were cleared in those moments? How did you stop forcing and start following? Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Emergent structure, a pattern or organization that arises from the interactions of simpler elements without being explicitly programmed or controlled by any single component. It reflects the inherent dynamics of a system and often exhibits properties not predictable from its parts alone. Three appreciative questions. Start. What is one place in your life where you've seen complexity emerge without effort on your part? Middle, searing, where are you clinging to control when what's needed is surrender to the dance of emergence? And how might you align with emergent structures rather than force them into preconceived forms? The body, Lila in motion. Lila is not chaos. It is the intelligent play beneath order. Self-organizing systems, whether a river carving its path or neurons firing in sync, are not just random but respond to invisible currents, drawn toward states of harmony, attractors that feel effortless when aligned with reality's flow. Healing, then, is not an act of the will, but the clearing of apertures through which Lila's light can pass. Every tradition, from quantum physics to ancient myths, mirrors this truth. We are already part of a larger dance. In complexity science, terms like self-organization, dissipative structures, and autopoiesis describe how systems evolve without external control, citation needed, e.g., Prigogine, Maturana, and Varela. These concepts point to the same reality. Life is a performance where the script writes itself through play. The law of attraction is not a tool, but a property of reality, like gravity, forcing alignment when apertures are cleared. Pain arises when we resist this flow, trying to impose form before its time. Warmth returns when we remember that the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size in Lila's field, citation needed, reference to Santa Ana or similar. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Self-organization is reality's way of playing without a script. 2. Attractors are the grooves where divine play settles into form. 3. Healing is not willpower, but the space between what resists and what flows. 4. Every system, from cells to civilizations, hums with the same silent music. 5. To align with emergence is to stop forcing and start following the dance. 6. Lila laughs when you try to control its patterns. It only responds to surrender. 7. Cleared apertures let reality heal itself through you. 3 exercises, building strength over time. 1. Accessible, the observer's practice. Spend 5 minutes daily observing a natural or social system, e.g., clouds, a coffee queue. Note the emergent patterns without labeling them as good or bad. Reflect. What is the system teaching me? 2. Deepening, the flow journal. Recall a time you were fully immersed in an activity, art, conversation, movement. Journal about what apertures were cleared to let this flow happen. How did you stop resisting or forcing outcomes? 3. Advanced surrender experiments. Design small experiments where you intentionally surrender control. Improvisational speech. Let words emerge without editing. Collaborative art. Draw or build with others, following collective impulses. Observe the emergent structures and note where resistance arose. Citations. Citation needed. Heraclitus quote or paraphrase about change. Citation needed. Complexity science terms, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, e.g., Prigogine, Maturana, and Varela. Citation needed. Lila's field reference, likely Santa Ana or related thought. Citation needed. Attractors and complexity science, e.g., Kaufman, Gelman. This chapter is designed to be a complete holon, self-contained yet part of a larger system. It invites the reader to observe, reflect, and practice aligning with emergent structures while staying grounded in the playful intelligence of reality, Lila. The voice is rigorous yet warm, architectural but not glib about pain, pairing strong claims with humility. Divine play and evolutionary intelligence, the third factor. Tuning fork, haiku, playful winds dance, Evolution's song unfolds. Divine in motion.
Good.
Play is the highest form of research. Albert Einstein, citation needed. Play as research. Parable. The river and the stones. Once a river flowed freely over smooth stones, dancing with the wind and sun. The stones did not resist. They let the water shape them, carve them into forms that caught the light just so. Some stones lay still, believing themselves fixed, but the river moved around them, creating pools where life flourished. One day, a wise traveler asked the river, "Why do you always change? Why don't you stay as you were?" The river replied, "I am not changing. I am playing with myself, endlessly becoming what I already am."
Structure et technique.
Resonance mapping. A daily practice of noticing moments when one feels aligned with complexity, patterns in nature, synchronicities, or moments of flow. Start by mapping these on a simple grid, time versus intensity. Over time, this helps you recognize the language of Lila in your life. Aperture clearing ritual. A monthly ritual where you identify and clear mental or emotional blockages that limit your flow. This can be done through journaling, meditation, or physical movement like shaking out tension. The goal is to create more space for divine play to move through you. Play protocols. Structured play exercises, e.g., improvisational games, creative experiments that encourage seeing life as a performance where rules emerge from participation. These can be done individually or in groups and deepen over time with increasing complexity. Luminous definition. Lila, the divine play inherent in reality, where self-organization and emergence manifest as both cosmic order and absurdity. It is the space before form, where evolution appears as a dance of possibilities rather than a linear process. Three appreciative questions. Start. What if your life were not a path but a game, where the rules are discovered through play? Middle searing. How much of your suffering comes from refusing to see that you are already the player and the game? And if divine play is the reality beneath all form, how might your life look if you aligned with it more fully? The body, divine play as the third factor. Divine play, Lila, is not a metaphor. It is the operating system of reality. It is the third factor in emergent systems, alongside self-organization and dissipative structures. Unlike the law of attraction, which posits a force pulling like to like, Lila is the dance of possibilities where form emerges from play itself. Healing is not an act of the will, but a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures, spaces where complexity can flow freely. Every tradition mirrors this truth. They are all maps pointing to the same underlying play. The work, then, is not about becoming something new, but clearing the apertures within you so that Lila, the divine play, can move through you effortlessly. From the place before form, the cosmic and the ridiculous are one. It can only be told as play because asterisk it is. Healing apertures. Realities flow through cleared spaces. Tuning fork. Haiku. Cleared aperture. Reality flows like water. Play heals in silence.
What?
All life is problem-solving. Gregory Bateson, citation needed. Parable, the fisherman's net. Once, in a village by the sea, there lived a fisherman named Elias. Every day, he cast his net into the ocean, not to catch fish, but to observe the patterns of water, the way the net sometimes caught more than fish, moments of clarity, glimpses of something deeper. One day, a traveler asked him why he didn't try to catch more fish if that was what he wanted. Elias laughed and said, "I don't want fish. I want the dance of the water, the way it flows through my net when it's clear. When the net is clogged with debris, the water rushes past, but when it's open, it fills every space, and that's where the magic happens." The traveler didn't understand at first, but over time, he began to watch Elias work. He saw how Elias would pause, let the net go still, and then, sometimes with a wordless gesture or sometimes after hours of silence, the net would clear itself as if the water knew what to do. And in those moments, the water would flow through, healing not just the net, but something deeper within Elias himself. One day, the traveler asked, "How do you know when the net is clear enough?" Elias smiled and said, "When the water doesn't resist me, and I don't resist it, that's when the real work begins." Reflection. The parable subtly teaches that healing comes not from force or effort, but from alignment. When apertures, like Elias's net, are cleared, reality flows through naturally, and play becomes possible.
Structure et technique.
1. Daily clearing, 5 minutes. Sit in silence for 5 minutes. Notice where your mind or emotions feel clogged or resistant. Imagine clearing that space with a breath or a gesture. End by asking, "Where did I feel reality flow more easily today?" 2. Playful engagement, weekly. Once a week, engage in an activity purely for play, dancing, drawing, humming, building sandcastles. Notice how your sense of self and the world shift during this time. Journal about it. What felt healing in this play? 3. Aperture mapping, monthly. At the end of each month, reflect on 3 apertures, spaces, or practices where you felt reality flow more freely. Map these as a diagram or collage, noting patterns, resistances, and insights. Ask, "What aperture am I being called to clear next?" Luminous definition. Aperture, a cleared space or state of being where reality can flow freely, whether physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual. It is not an opening to be filled, but a threshold to be held in play. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Where in your life do you feel most aligned with the flow of reality? 2. What apertures have you unknowingly closed, and what pain lies behind them? 3. How can you invite more play into your healing, as if reality itself is guiding you? The body. Healing is not an act of the self, but a property of reality that moves when apertures are cleared. This is the fun within evolutionary intelligence, Lila, divine play, the third factor in emergent systems, the real mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction. Every tradition is a mirror of what we already are, offering maps to navigate the terrain of being. The work is not to become something new, but to clear apertures, to let reality flow through us as it would through an open net. From the place before form, the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size. Healing can only be told as play. Align with real complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, attractors, citation needed. These are not abstract concepts, but living processes that shape our world when we attune to them. Healing is not about fixing what's broken, but about clearing the spaces where reality can move freely, like water through a net, or air through a window left open just so. Lila is the dance of this movement, the laughter in the spaces between cause and effect. It is the way a child builds a tower with blocks, knowing it will fall, because the falling is part of the play. Healing apertures are where we let go of the need to control, where we trust that reality itself is the healer. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Healing isn't work. It's letting reality flow through cleared spaces. 2. Play is the language of Lila, where cosmic and ridiculous meet. 3. Every tradition mirrors what you already are. Clear your aperture. 4. Pain is debris in the net. Healing is its gentle removal. 5. Align with complexity. Self-organization, not control, is the path. 6. Healing apertures are like open windows. Reality enters when invited. 7. Lila laughs where we resist, but plays where we let go. 3 exercises. 1. Daily CLE. Okay, I'm writing chapter 4 titled Healing Apertures. Realities flow through cleared spaces for the book Apertures of Value, Performance Systems in Emergent Reality. The chapter is part of a larger work that teaches about values-based performance systems built on living values. First, I need to understand the structure and requirements clearly. 1. Tuning fork, a haiku, and a profound quote. 2. Parable, a story that carries the teaching without asserting it directly. 3. Structure and technique, simple, universal practices that scale over time. 4. Luminous definition, a gold box definition of a key term. 5. 3 appreciative questions. Start with an easy one, then a searing middle question, and end with another appreciative question. 6. The body. The actual teaching centered on Lila, divine play. 7. 7 7-second sentences, 7 aphorisms that encapsulate the essence. 8. 3 exercises. Start accessible, deepen over time, and become advanced. 9. Citations, real sources or placeholders for later. Step 1. Tuning fork. I need a life-uplifting haiku and a profound quote. The haiku should be original and evoke the theme of healing apertures and divine play. The quote should be from a reputable source that aligns with the chapter's theme. Haiku idea. Cleared aperture. Reality flows like water. Play heals in silence. Quote idea. Something about complexity, healing, or play. Maybe from a scientist or philosopher who talks about self-organization or emergence. Potential quote. Healing is not an act of the will but a property of reality, moving through cleared apertures. But I need to attribute it properly. Since the user mentioned Emmanuel Santa Anna, perhaps something from him or related to his work. But since I don't have exact quotes, maybe I can use a placeholder for now and mark citation needed. Revised quote idea. Every tradition is a mirror of what we already are. Author needed. But the user mentioned Emmanuel Santa Anna, so perhaps. Align with real complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, attractors. Emmanuel Santa Anna or related source? I need to be careful about attributions. Maybe better to use a well-known figure like Gregory Bateson for the quote. Finalized tuning fork. Haiku. Cleared aperture. Reality flows like water. Play heals in silence.
Quote.
All life is problem solving. Gregory Bateson, citation needed. Verify and add source. But the user mentioned Emmanuel Santa Anna, so perhaps I should stick closer to his voice. Maybe something about living systems theory. Alternative quote. The map is not the territory, but it can help you navigate it. Emmanuel Santa Anna? Or perhaps a paraphrase of his ideas. Given that, perhaps better to say. Here is the map. Align with real complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, attractors. Emmanuel Santa Anna, paraphrased from his work on living systems theory. But I need to ensure it's accurate. For now, I'll proceed with a placeholder and note, citation needed. Step 2. Parable. I need a story that teaches the concept without asserting it directly. It should illustrate healing apertures and divine play. Parable idea. Title. The Fisherman's Net. Once, in a village by the sea, there lived a fisherman named Elias. Every day, he cast his net into the ocean, not to catch fish, but to observe the patterns of water, the way the net sometimes caught more than fish, moments of clarity, glimpses of something deeper. One day, a traveler asked him why he didn't try to catch more fish if that was what he wanted. Elias laughed and said, "I don't want fish. I want the dance of the water, the way it flows through my net when it's clear. When the net is clogged with debris, the water rushes past, but when it's open, it fills every space, and that's where the magic happens." The traveler didn't understand at first, but over time, he began to watch Elias work. He saw how Elias would pause, let the net go still, and then, sometimes with a wordless gesture or sometimes after hours of silence, the net would clear itself as if the water knew what to do. And in those moments, the water would flow through, healing not just the net, but something deeper within Elias himself. One day, the traveler asked, "How do you know when the net is clear enough?" Elias smiled and said, "When the water doesn't resist me, and I don't resist it, that's when the real work begins." Reflection. The parable subtly teaches that healing comes not from force or effort, but from alignment. When apertures like Elias's net are cleared, reality flows through naturally, and play becomes possible. Step 3. Structure and technique. Simple, universal practices that scale over time. These should be practical yet profound, aligning with the theme of clearing apertures and emergent systems.
Structure et technique.
1. Daily clearing. Spend 5 minutes each day in silence, observing where your attention sticks, like debris in a net. Imagine clearing those spaces. 2. Playful engagement. Once a week, engage in an activity that feels like play, dancing, drawing, building, without goal or judgment. Notice how reality responds. 3. Aperture mapping. At the end of each month, reflect on 3 apertures, spaces, or practices where you felt reality flow more freely. Journal about what shifted. These practices scale because they start small and can deepen over time as one becomes more attuned to apertures. Step 4. Luminous definition. A gold box definition for a key term. Since the chapter is about healing apertures, perhaps define aperture in this context. Luminous definition. Aperture. A cleared space or state of being where reality can flow freely, whether physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual. It is not an opening to be filled, but a threshold to be held in play. Step 5. 3 appreciative questions. Start with an easy one, then a searing middle question, and end with another appreciative question. 1. Start easy. Where in your life do you feel most aligned with the flow of reality? 2. Middle searing. What apertures have you unknowingly closed, and what pain lies behind them? 3. End appreciative. How can you invite more play into your healing, as if reality itself is guiding you? Step 6. The body. This is the core teaching centered on Lila, divine play. It should integrate the earlier elements and focus on how healing emerges through cleared apertures and play. The body. Healing is not an act of the self, but a property of reality that moves when apertures are cleared. This is the fun within evolutionary intelligence, Lila, divine play, the third factor in emergent systems, the real mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction. Every tradition is a mirror of what we already are, offering maps to navigate the terrain of being. The work is not to become something new, but to clear apertures, to let reality flow through us as it would through an open net. From the place before form, the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size. Healing can only be told as play. Align with real complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, attractors. These are not abstract concepts, but living processes that shape our world when we attune to them. Healing is not about fixing what's broken, but about clearing the spaces where reality can move freely, like water through a net, or air through a window left open just so. Lila is the dance of this movement, the laughter in the spaces between cause and effect. It is the way a child builds a tower with blocks, knowing it will fall, because the falling is part of the play. Healing apertures are where we let go of the need to control, where we trust that reality itself is the healer. Step 7. 7 7-second sentences. 7 aphorisms, each around 7 seconds to say aloud, about 15 words. 1. Healing isn't work, it's letting reality flow through cleared spaces. 2. Play is the language of Lila, where cosmic and ridiculous meet. 3. Every tradition mirrors what you already are. Clear your aperture. 4. Pain is debris in the net. Healing is its gentle removal. 5. Align with complexity. Self-organization, not control, is the path. 6. Healing apertures are like open windows. Reality enters when invited. 7. Lila laughs where we resist, but plays where we let go. Step 8. 3 exercises. Start accessible, deepen over time, and become advanced. 1. Accessible. Daily clearing, 5 minutes. Sit in silence for 5 minutes. Notice where your mind or emotions feel clogged or resistant. Imagine clearing that space with a breath or a gesture. End by asking, where did I feel reality flow more easily today? 2. Deepening. Playful engagement, weekly. Once a week, engage in an activity purely for play, dancing, drawing, humming, building sandcastles. Notice how your sense of self and the world shift during this time. Journal about it. What felt healing in this play? 3. Advanced. Aperture mapping monthly. At the end of each month, reflect on 3 apertures, spaces, or practices where you felt reality flow more freely. Map these as a diagram or collage, noting patterns, resistances, and insights. Ask, what aperture am I being called to clear next? Step 9, citations. I need real sources for the quotes and concepts mentioned. Potential citations. 1. Gregory Bateson's work on learning and ecology for the quote, all life is problem solving. 2. Emmanuel Santa Anna's living systems theory or developmental systems theory. 3. Concepts like autopoiesis, Maturana and Varela, dissipative structures, Prigogine, attractors, Lorenz, but more broadly in complexity science. For Lila as a concept, likely from Advaita Vedanta or non-dual traditions, possibly referenced by authors like Ram Dass or Eckhart Tolle. Placeholders. Citation needed. Gregory Bateson's quote on problem solving. Citation needed. Emmanuel Santa Anna's work on living systems theory. Citation needed. Autopoiesis, Maturana and Varela. Citation needed. Dissipative structures, Prigogine. Citation needed. Lila in non-dual traditions. Finalizing the chapter. Now, I'll write the full chapter following the structure. Healing apertures. Realities flow through cleared spaces. Tuning fork. Haiku. Cleared aperture. Reality flows like water. Play heals in silence.
What?
All life is problem solving. Gregory Bateson. Citation needed. Parable. The fisherman's net. Once, in a village by the sea, there lived a fisherman named Elias. Every day, he cast his net into the ocean, not to catch fish, but to observe the patterns of water, the way the net sometimes caught more than fish, moments of clarity, glimpses of something deeper. One day, a traveler asked him why he didn't try to catch more fish if that was what he wanted. Elias laughed and said, "I don't want fish. I want the dance of the water, the way it flows through my net when it's clear. When the net is clogged with debris, the water rushes past, but when it's open, it fills every space, and that's where the magic happens." The traveler didn't understand at first, but over time, he began to watch Elias work. He saw how Elias would pause, let the net go still, and then, sometimes with a wordless gesture or sometimes after hours of silence, the net would clear itself as if the water knew what to do. And in those moments, the water would flow through, healing not just the net but something deeper within Elias himself. One day, the traveler asked, "How do you know when the net is clear enough?" Elias smiled and said, "When the water doesn't resist me, and I don't resist it, that's when the real work begins." Reflection. The parable subtly teaches that healing comes not from force or effort, but from alignment. When apertures like Elias's net are cleared, reality flows through naturally, and play becomes possible.
Structure et technique.
1. Daily clearing, 5 minutes. Sit in silence for 5 minutes. Notice where your mind or emotions feel clogged or resistant. Imagine clearing that space with a breath or a gesture. End by asking, "Where did I feel reality flow more easily today?" 2. Playful engagement, weekly. Once a week, engage in an activity purely for play, dancing, drawing, humming, building sandcastles. Notice how your sense of self and the world shift during this time. Journal about it. What felt healing in this play? 3. Aperture mapping monthly. At the end of each month, reflect on 3 apertures, spaces, or practices where you felt reality flow more freely. Map these as a diagram or collage, noting patterns, resistances, and insights. Ask, what aperture am I being called to clear next? Luminous definition. Aperture, a cleared space or state of being where reality can flow freely, whether physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual. It is not an opening to be filled, but a threshold to be held in play. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Where in your life do you feel most aligned with the flow of reality? 2. What apertures have you unknowingly closed, and what pain lies behind them? 3. How can you invite more play into your healing, as if reality itself is guiding you?
The body.
Healing is not an act of the self, but a property of reality that moves when apertures are cleared. This is the fun within evolutionary intelligence, Lila, divine play, the third factor in emergent systems, the real mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction. Every tradition is a mirror of what we already are, offering maps to navigate the terrain of being. The work is not to become something new, but to clear apertures, to let reality flow through us as it would through an open net. From the place before form, the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size. Healing can only be told as play. Align with real complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, attractors, citation needed. These are not abstract concepts, but living processes that shape our world when we attune to them. Healing is not about fixing what's broken, but about clearing the spaces where reality can move freely, like water through a net, or air through a window left open just so. Lila is the dance of this movement, the laughter in the spaces between cause and effect. It is the way a child builds a tower with blocks, knowing it will fall, because the falling is part of the play. Healing apertures are where we let go of the need to control, where we trust that reality itself is the healer. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Healing isn't work. It's letting reality flow through cleared spaces. 2. Play is the language of Lila, where cosmic and ridiculous meet. 3. Every tradition mirrors what you already are. Clear your aperture. 4. Pain is debris in the net. Healing is its gentle removal. 5. Align with complexity. Self-organization, not control, is the path. 6. Healing apertures are like open windows. Reality enters when invited. 7. Lila laughs where we resist, but plays where we let go. 3. Exercises. 1. Daily clearing, accessible. Spend 5 minutes in silence, noticing where your attention or emotions feel clogged. Imagine clearing that space with a breath or gesture. Reflect, where did I feel reality flow more easily today? 2. Playful engagement, deepening. Once a week, engage in an activity purely for play, dancing, drawing, humming, building. Notice shifts in your sense of self and the world. Journal. What felt healing in this play? 3. Aperture mapping, advanced. Monthly, reflect on 3 apertures where reality has flowed more freely. Map these with images or words, noting patterns and resistances. Ask, what aperture am I being called to clear next? Citations. Citation needed. Gregory Bateson's quote on problem solving. Citation needed. Emmanuel Santa Anna's work on living systems theory. Citation needed. Autopoiesis. Maturana and Varela. Citation needed. Dissipative structures. Prigozhin. Citation needed. Lila in non-dual traditions. This chapter stands alone as a complete exploration of healing apertures while also fitting into the larger book about values-based performance systems. It balances depth, practicality, and poetic resonance, staying true to the voice of Emmanuel Santa Anna, rigorous yet warm, architectural yet humble. Let me review for coherence and adherence to the requirements. 1. Tuning fork, haiku plus quote, check. 2. Parable, story that teaches without asserting, check. 3. Structure and technique, simple, scalable practices, check. 4. Luminous definition, gold box definition, check. 5. 3 appreciative questions, start, searing middle, end, check. 6. The body, core teaching on Lila, check. 7. 7 7-second sentences, aphorisms, check. 8. 3 exercises, accessible to advanced, check. 9. Citations, placeholders marked, check. Everything seems aligned with the user's instructions. I'll now format this properly in Markdown. Traditions as mirrors, reflecting our true nature. tuning fork. Haiku. Still pond reflects the moon. 1,000 ripples. Then silence. Truth in the depth.
Profond cuote.
Every tradition is a lens through which we see ourselves, but the reflection is always our own. Citation needed. Claim. Parable. The Three Travelers and Aya. In a village nestled between mountains, there lived an old woman named Aya. She was known for her wisdom, not because she spoke much, but because her silence seemed to hold the weight of ancient trees. One day, three travelers came to her, each bearing a tradition from their homeland. The first was a monk from the East who practiced the way of stillness. He sat before Aya and said, "We believe that enlightenment comes from emptying the mind, like a pond reflecting the sky without a ripple." His words were calm, his demeanor serene, as if he had already found the quiet at the heart of things. The second was a storyteller from the South who chanted tales of creation. "We see the world as a great tapestry woven with threads of myth and memory," she said. "Our stories shape us, but they also emerge from us, like rivers carving their own paths." Her voice flowed like water, rich with the rhythms of ancient songs. The third was a warrior from the North who carried a sword not made of steel but of living wood, grown in sacred groves. "We know that strength comes from alignment," he declared. "Not just of body, but of spirit with a natural order." His stance was firm, yet there was a softness in his eyes, as if he had danced with bears and understood their language. Aya listened, her hands folded in her lap, saying nothing. The travelers spoke for hours, each explaining their tradition, its rituals, its depth. When they fell silent, Aya spoke softly. "You have described yourselves to me," she said. "Each of you has shown me not your way, but who you are." She smiled gently. "The pond, the river, the forest. You are all the same in essence, though your forms differ like the leaves on a single tree." The travelers looked at each other, then at Aya, and something shifted within them. They realized that their traditions were not maps leading to a distant place, but mirrors held up to their own faces. Structure and technique. Practices that scale over time. Traditions offer us apertures, spaces where we can reflect on our relationship with the world. Here are three practices that help clear these apertures, whether you're just beginning or have walked this path for years. 1. Clearing an aperture, accessible. Choose a simple daily ritual, e.g., making tea, walking, journaling. For 1 week, observe how this ritual reflects your moods, thoughts, or environment. Reflect on how the act itself mirrors aspects of yourself you might not notice otherwise. 2. Mirroring and reflection deepening. Choose two traditions that seem very different, e.g., a martial art and a form of dance. Practice both for a month, noting similarities in how they shape your body, mind, or perception. Write a reflection on what these similarities reveal about your own nature. 3. Lilo in action, advanced. Design a new practice that blends elements from multiple traditions, focusing on playfulness and exploration. Engage with this practice for 3 months, documenting how it evolves and what insights emerge about the interplay between tradition, self, and reality. Luminous definition. Luminous definition, mirror, in this context. Mirror, not merely a reflective surface, but an aperture where the self and the world co-create meaning. It is not about seeing clearly, but about seeing with depth, a process where traditions act as lenses that reveal both our true nature and the intricate dance of reality itself. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. What is a tradition or practice you've encountered that brought you comfort or joy? 2. Middle. Searing how might the traditions you've rejected or ignored actually be mirrors reflecting parts of yourself you've yet to acknowledge or embrace? 3. End. If your true nature were a landscape, what would the traditions of your life look like as reflections upon it? The body, Lilo in the mirror. Healing is not an act of the self, but a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures, citation needed. Concept of cleared apertures. Traditions, In their myriad forms, are these apertures, places where the rigid structures of culture meet the fluidity of individual experience, creating a space for reflection and transformation. When we approach tradition as a mirror, we see not just our own image, but the intricate play of Lila, divine play, the evolutionary intelligence that underlies all emergence, citation needed, definition or origin of Lila. This is not about adhering to dogma or following paths laid out by others. It is about recognizing that every tradition, like every living system, reflects aspects of our own nature and the reality in which we swim. The key lies in clearing apertures, spaces where the self and the world can interact without distortion. These apertures are not created by will alone, but emerge from a process of alignment with real complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, citation needed, Prigogine, autopoiesis, citation needed, Maturana and Varela, and attractors, citation needed, Lorenz/Kaufman. When we clear these apertures, we allow Lila, the fun within evolutionary intelligence, to flow through us, healing not as an act, but as a property of reality itself. Every tradition is a mirror because it reveals what we already are, not what we should be. Whether it's the stillness of meditation, the storytelling of oral traditions, or the rhythmic movements of dance, each practice offers a way to see ourselves and the world more clearly. The work is not to cling to any one tradition, but to move fluidly between them, allowing the mirrors to reflect ever deeper layers of our being. This reflection is not about seeking answers, but about opening to questions, about seeing how the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size when viewed from the place before form, citation needed. Origin of this idea. It is in this space that we can tell reality as play, aligning with its inherent complexity rather than imposing rigid structures upon it. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Traditions are mirrors. They reflect who you already are. 2. Healing is not an act, but a property of reality flowing through cleared apertures. 3. Lila dances where tradition and self meet in reflection. 4. The cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size when seen from before form. 5. Every story you tell is a mirror reflecting back your true nature. 6. Play is the language through which evolutionary intelligence speaks. 7. To clear an aperture is to invite reality to heal itself through you. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible. The mirror of daily ritual. Choose a simple daily ritual, e.g., making tea, walking, journaling. For 1 week, observe how this ritual reflects your moods, thoughts, or environment. Reflect on how the act itself mirrors aspects of yourself you. Architecting living values, building performance systems, tuning fork, haiku, spring rain transforms, a stone becomes a lily's home, values bloom unseen.
What?
Play is the highest form of human intelligence, where chaos and order dance in harmony. Emmanuel Santa Anna will cast. Parable, the bridge of values. In a village nestled between two rivers, the elders decided to build a bridge. They gathered everyone, stonecutters, weavers, carvers, and each person contributed a stone shaped by their hands. The stones were unique, each carrying the value of its maker, strength, precision, beauty, or resilience. The first attempt failed when the stones did not fit together. They tried again, forcing some stones into place with mortar and force, but cracks appeared under pressure. Then, one wise woman suggested they leave spaces, apertures, between the stones where water could flow and the bridge could breathe. Over time, the apertures filled naturally with smaller stones or even roots from the riverbank, creating a bridge that was both strong and alive. The villagers realized their mistake. They had been trying to build the bridge without considering how values fit together. Some stones were too rigid, others too fragile, but it was in the spaces between them that the true magic happened. The bridge became a symbol of harmony. Values aligned not by force but through play, where each aperture allowed the river, reality, to shape the system. Structure and technique. Universal practices that scale. To build performance systems rooted in living values, three universal practices can be applied at any scale. 1. Value mapping. Identify the core values that feel alive in your system, personal or organizational. Use metaphors or visualizations to map how these values interact, e.g., a river flowing through a landscape. 2. Aperture clearing. Create intentional spaces, literal or metaphorical, where values can emerge without constraint. Example, in teamwork, an open discussion slot in meetings where no topic is off limits. 3. Iterative alignment. Continuously adjust the system based on feedback from the environment, like self-organizing systems. Use techniques like retrospectives or reflective practices to realign with emerging values. These practices work because they align with the principles of complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, and autopoiesis. They do not impose order, but allow it to emerge naturally through play, Lila. Luminous definition. Term, aperture. Meaning, an aperture is not just an opening, but a dynamic threshold where values emerge and self-organize. It is the space between structure and chaos, where living systems find their balance, neither rigid nor random, but fluid and purposeful. Apertures are the places where reality moves through us, healing what was once blocked. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. What is one value in your life that feels alive, as if it's breathing with you? Where do you see it emerging naturally? 2. Middle searing. Where in your system do you see the gap between what you claim to value and how you actually operate? What pain does this gap reveal, and what aperture might heal it? 3. End. How might you design a space or a process today where values can play freely, like waves meeting shore? The body. Architecting living values. The mechanism behind values. Values are not static principles carved in stone. They are living entities that emerge through the play of evolutionary intelligence, Lila. This is the third factor in emergent systems, a force more profound than mere attraction or intention. It is the way reality heals itself when apertures are cleared. People often mistake the law of attraction for a magical pull, but it is far more subtle. It is the alignment with the system's natural attractors, those points where self-organization thrives. Healing is not an act of will. It is a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures when the self steps aside. Every tradition as a mirror. Every tradition, from ancient rituals to modern performance systems, is a mirror reflecting what we already are. The work is not in adopting new values, but in clearing the apertures so that our inherent complexity can shine through. When we align with real complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, we see that the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size. Both emerge from play. Performance systems as living architectures. A performance system built on living values is not a rigid structure, but an architecture that breathes. It requires rigorous design. Like Santa Ana's living systems theory, it must account for development over time. Humility, acknowledging pain and misalignment without glossing over it. Playfulness, embracing Lila as the mechanism behind emergence. This is not about perfection, but about creating systems where values can dance, where apertures allow for both chaos and order to coexist. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Values are not built. They emerge through cleared apertures. 2. Play is the language of evolutionary intelligence. 3. A performance system without apertures is a cage. 4. Healing is not an act. It's a property of reality. 5. Align with complexity. Do not force form. 6. The cosmic and the ridiculous are the same when seen through play. 7. Every tradition mirrors what we already are. 3 exercises. 1. Aperture mapping, accessible. Reflect on one area of your life. Work, personal, creative, where value feels alive. Draw or describe an aperture that supports this value emerging naturally. Example, a daily walk where you observe small moments of beauty. 2. Value play, deepening. Design a small system, e.g., a team project, artistic collaboration, with at least 3 intentional apertures. Observe how values self-organize around these spaces over time. Example, a weekly play session, where rules are suspended to explore new ideas. 3, Lila integration, advanced. Create a performance system, personal or organizational, where the primary focus is on play and clearing apertures. Track how living values emerge and evolve in this system, noting patterns of self-organization. Example, a monthly retreat where the agenda is designed to leave space for unexpected insights. Citations. Citation needed. Santa Anna's Ulkas Theory. Prigogine I. Osteingesch I. 1984. Order out of chaos. Manchester University Press. For dissipative structures.
Maturana H. et Varla F. 1980.
Autopoiesis and cognition. The realization of the living.
De Redel Publishing.
For autopoiesis. Citation needed. Critique of Law of Attraction in Complexity Science. Santa Anna. A. Hypothetical reference. Verify if real. Living systems and developmental theory. Assume for now unless instructed otherwise. Okay, I'm writing chapter 6 of this book titled Architecting Living Values, Building Performance Systems. The book is about values-based performance systems rooted in living values. This chapter needs to be a complete whole-on, self-contained, but also part of a larger structure. First, I need to outline the movements as specified. 1. Tuning fork, a haiku, and a profound quote. 2. Parable, a story that teaches without asserting. 3. Structure and technique, universal practices that scale over time. 4. Luminous definition, a gold box definition of a key term. 5. 3 appreciative questions, one at the start, a searing one in the middle, and one to end. 6. The body, the core teaching centered on Lila, divine play, evolutionary intelligence. 7. 7 second sentences, 7 aphorisms or key insights. 8. 3 exercises, progressive in difficulty, accessible to advanced. 9. Citations, real sources where possible, with placeholders for missing citations. Step 1. Tuning fork. I need a haiku and a quote. The haiku should be life-uplifting, and the quote should be profound but not preachy. Haiku. Let me think of something about living values or performance systems. Spring rain transforms. A stone becomes a lily's home. Values bloom unseen. That feels poetic and ties to transformation and hidden values.
Good.
I recall something about play and creativity. Maybe from Santa Anna or someone in complexity science. Perhaps. Play is the highest form of human intelligence, where chaos and order dance in harmony. Amiana Santa Anna, assuming this is a real person. If not, I'll need to adjust. Wait, the user mentioned Emmanuel Santa Anna, so maybe it's a fictional or pen name. I'll proceed with that. Step 2. Parable. I need a story that carries the teaching without asserting it. It should illustrate living values and performance systems. Let me think of a metaphor involving architecture or systems. Maybe about building a bridge where each stone represents a value, but one stone is missing or cracked, symbolizing a gap in values. Parable title, The Bridge of Values. A community needs to build a bridge, performance system, over a river, reality. Each person contributes a unique stone value, but the stones must fit together organically. One stone is always missing or cracked, representing misaligned values. The solution isn't forcing the stone, but finding the right aperture, space, where it fits naturally. Step 3. Structure and technique. Universal practices that scale over time. These should be simple, actionable, and applicable to complex systems. Examples. 1. Value mapping. Identify core living values in a system. 2. Aperture clearing. Create spaces, literal or metaphorical, where values can emerge naturally. 3. Iterative alignment. continuously adjust the system based on feedback, like autopoiesis. Step 4. Luminous definition. A gold box definition for a key term, likely aperture or living values. Term, aperture. Meaning, an aperture is not just an opening, but a dynamic threshold where values emerge and self-organize. It is the space between structure and chaos, where living systems find their balance, neither rigid nor random, but fluid and purposeful. Step 5. Three appreciative questions. 1. Start. What is one value in your life that feels alive, as if it's breathing with you? 2. Middle searing. Where in your system do you see the gap between what you claim to value and how you actually operate? What pain does this gap reveal? 3. And how might you design a space or a process today where values can play freely, like waves meeting shore? Step 6. The body. The core teaching centered on Lila, divine play, evolutionary intelligence. This should tie to complexity science, self-organization, attractors, and Santa Ana's framework. Key ideas. Living values are not static, but emerge through play, Lila. Performance systems must be built with apertures that allow for this emergence. Healing happens when these apertures are cleared, allowing reality to move through them naturally. The law of attraction is a misnomer. It's more about alignment with a system's natural attractors, e.g., self-organization. Step 7. 7 7-second sentences. Short, punchy aphorisms. 1. Values are not built. They emerge through cleared apertures. 2. Play is the language of evolutionary intelligence. 3. A performance system without apertures is a cage. 4. Healing is not an act. It's a property of reality. 5. Align with complexity. Do not force form. 6. The cosmic and the ridiculous are the same when seen through play. 7. Every tradition mirrors what we already are. Step 8. 3 exercises. Progressive difficulty. 1. Accessible. Aperture mapping. Identify one aperture in your life where a value emerges naturally, e.g., a daily ritual, hobby. 2. Deepening. Value play. Design a small system, e.g., team project, with intentional apertures to see how values self-organize. 3. Advanced. Lila integration. Create a performance system, personal or organizational, where the primary focus is on play and clearing apertures, observing how living values emerge over time. Step 9. Citations. I need to mark where citations are needed. For example, Santa Ana's work on living systems theory. Complexity science terms like autopoiesis, Maturana and Varela. Dissipative structures, Prigogine. References to law of attraction critiques or evolutionary intelligence. Okay, let me draft this step by step. Architecting living values. Building performance systems. Tuning fork. Haiku. Spring rain transforms. A stone becomes a lily's home. Values bloom unseen.
Good.
Play is the highest form of human intelligence, where chaos and order dance in harmony. Amiannual Santa Ana will cast. Parable, the bridge of values. In a village nestled between two rivers, the elders decided to build a bridge. They gathered everyone, stonecutters, weavers, carvers, and each person contributed a stone shaped by their hands. The stones were unique, each carrying the value of its maker, strength, precision, beauty, or resilience. The first attempt failed when the stones did not fit together. They tried again, forcing some stones into place with mortar and force, but cracks appeared under pressure. Then one wise woman suggested they leave spaces, apertures, between the stones where water could flow and the bridge could breathe. Over time, the apertures filled naturally with smaller stones or even roots from the riverbank, creating a bridge that was both strong and alive. The villagers realized their mistake. They had been trying to build the bridge without considering how values fit together. Some stones were too rigid, others too fragile, but it was in the spaces between them that the true magic happened. The bridge became a symbol of harmony, values align not by force but through play, where each aperture allowed the river, reality, to shape the system. Structure and technique. Universal practices that scale. To build performance systems rooted in living values, three universal practices can be applied at any scale. 1. Value mapping. Identify the core values that feel alive in your system, personal or organizational. Use metaphors or visualizations to map how these values interact, e.g., a river flowing through a landscape. 2. Aperture clearing. Create intentional spaces, literal or metaphorical, where values can emerge without constraint. Example, in teamwork, an open discussion slot in meetings where no topic is off limits. 3. Iterative alignment. Continuously adjust the system based on feedback from the environment, like self-organizing systems. Use techniques like retrospectives or reflective practices to realign with emerging values. These practices work because they align with the principles of complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, and autopoiesis. They do not impose order, but allow it to emerge naturally through play, Lila. Luminous definition. Term, aperture. Meaning, an aperture is not just an opening, but a dynamic threshold where values emerge and self-organize. It is the space between structure and chaos, where living systems find their balance, neither rigid nor random, but fluid and purposeful. Apertures are the places where reality moves through us, healing what was once blocked. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. What is one value in your life that feels alive, as if it's breathing with you? Where do you see it emerging naturally? 2. Middle searing. Where in your system do you see the gap between what you claim to value and how you actually operate? What pain does this gap reveal, and what aperture might heal it? 3. End. How might you design a space or a process today where values can play freely, like waves meeting shore? The body. Architecting living values. The mechanism behind values. Values are not static principles carved in stone. They are living entities that emerge through the play of evolutionary intelligence, Lila. This is the third factor in emergent systems, a force more profound than mere attraction or intention. It is the way reality heals itself when apertures are cleared. People often mistake the law of attraction for a magical pull, but it is far more subtle. It is the alignment with a system's natural attractors, those points where self-organization thrives. Healing is not an act of will. It is a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures when the self steps aside. Every tradition as a mirror. Every tradition, from ancient rituals to modern performance systems, is a mirror reflecting what we already are. The work is not in adopting new values, but in clearing the apertures so that our inherent complexity can shine through. When we align with real complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, we see that the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size. Both emerge from play. Performance systems as living architectures. A performance system built on living values is not a rigid structure, but an architecture that breathes. It requires rigorous design. Like Santa Ana's living systems theory, it must account for development over time. Humility, acknowledging pain and misalignment without glossing over it. Playfulness, embracing Lila as the mechanism behind emergence. This is not about perfection, but about creating systems where values can dance, where apertures allow for both chaos and order to coexist. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Values are not built. They emerge through cleared apertures. 2. Play is the language of evolutionary intelligence. 3. A performance system without apertures is a cage. 4. Healing is not an act. It's a property of reality. 5. Align with complexity. Do not force form. 6. The cosmic and the ridiculous are the same when seen through play. 7. Every tradition mirrors what we already are. 3 exercises. 1. Aperture mapping, accessible. Reflect on one area of your life, work, personal, creative, where a value feels alive. Draw or describe an aperture, that supports this value emerging naturally. Example, a daily walk where you observe small moments of beauty. 2. Value play deepening. Design a small system, e.g., a team project, artistic collaboration, with at least 3 intentional apertures. Observe how values self-organize around these spaces over time. Example, a weekly play session, where rules are suspended to explore new ideas. 3. Lila integration, advanced. Create a performance system, personal or organizational, where the primary focus is on play and clearing apertures. Track how living values emerge and evolve in this system, noting patterns of self-organization. Example, a monthly retreat where the agenda is designed to leave space for unexpected insights. Citations. Citation needed. Santa Anna's Ulkas Theory.
Prigogine I. Osteingesch I. 1984.
Order out of chaos. Manchester University Press. For dissipative structures.
Maturana, H. et Varla, F. 1980.
Autopoiesis and cognition. The realization of the living.
De Redel Publishing.
For autopoiesis. Citation needed. Critique of Law of Attraction in Complexity Science. Santa Anna, A. Hypothetical reference. Verify if real. Living systems and developmental theory. Assume for now unless instructed otherwise. This chapter is a holon, complete on its own but part of a larger book. It blends poetry, storytelling, and rigorous structure while centering Lila as the mechanism behind living values. The exercises provide practical ways to engage with these ideas, and the citations mark areas where further sourcing is needed. The play of values, integrating theory and practice. Tuning fork, haiku. Emergent values, dance. Theory and practice intertwine. Reality plays light.
Kua.
Play is the highest form of human intelligence. Gregory Bateson, citation needed. Verify exact phrasing. Parable, the gardener's dance. Once, there was a gardener named Eli who believed in the power of seeds. He read books about soil composition, sunlight, and water theory. But he also knew that no amount of reading could replace the joy of getting his hands dirty, practice. One spring, Eli decided to plant a special garden. He spent months preparing the soil, researching the best times to sow each seed, and studying the relationships between plants. But when he finally started planting, he did something unexpected. He danced as he worked. He twirled between rows, hummed melodies, and sometimes even laughed aloud at the quirks of nature. His neighbors thought him mad, but Eli didn't care. He believed that the garden was not just about the seeds or his knowledge. It was also about the joy he brought to it. As the days passed, something remarkable happened. The plants grew taller and more vibrant than Eli had ever seen. Flowers bloomed in colors he hadn't planted, and the scent of the garden spread far beyond his property. One day, a traveler passing through stopped to admire Eli's garden. "This is extraordinary," they said. "Where does such beauty come from?" Eli smiled and replied, "It comes from the seeds, yes, but also from the dance I bring to them. The theory tells me what to expect, but it's the play that makes it alive." The traveler looked at Eli with new respect. They realized that the garden wasn't just a place. It was a living system, a dance between knowledge and creativity, structure and spontaneity. Reflection. This parable illustrates how theory, the seeds, the knowledge and practice, the dancing, the playfulness, come together to create something greater than either alone. Just as Eli's garden thrived because he integrated his understanding with his joy, values-based performance systems emerge from the interplay of thoughtful design and playful engagement with reality. Structure and technique. Practices that scale. 1. Daily micro-practice. The 5-minute play. Set a timer for 5 minutes each day. Engage in an activity related to your values-based work, e.g., designing, creating, problem-solving, with a playful twist, no pressure or right way to do it. Reflect afterward. What emerged that you didn't expect? How did play shift your perspective? 2. Systemic reflection, the three lens review. Periodically review your work or system using three lenses. 1. Theory lens, what principles, values, or structures are guiding this? 2. Practice lens, where did play, experimentation, or spontaneity come into play? How did it shape the outcome? 3. Emergent lens, what unexpected patterns, insights, or beauty emerged from the interplay of theory and practice? This helps you see how both structure and play contribute to outcomes over time. 3. Yes and protocol. In group settings or individually when brainstorming, respond to ideas with yes and instead of but or no. Example, instead of saying, that's not practical, try, I love that idea, yes, and what if we also? This fosters creative integration without rigid thinking. Over time, apply this to larger systems, e.g. organizational decision-making. Why these work? They're simple enough to start immediately, but deep enough to scale with complexity. They balance structure, theory, with fluidity, play. They encourage reflection on the interplay between the two, which is key to emergent systems. Luminous definition. Integrative play. Term. Integrative play. Meaning. Integrative play is the dynamic interplay between structured knowledge, theory, and unstructured expression, practice, where both are brought together in a way that allows for emergence. It is neither rigid adherence to rules nor aimless experimentation, but a balanced dance that creates space for new values and insights to arise. Integrative play is the mechanism through which Lila, the divine play, moves reality, shaping systems without forcing them. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start accessible. What is one small way you can introduce more play into your theoretical work this week? 2. Middle searing. Where in your life or work do you unconsciously resist the integration of theory and practice, perhaps out of fear, rigidity, or a belief that one must come before the other? What would happen if you let go of that resistance even slightly? 3. End. Integrative. How might you design your next project, system, or interaction to be more like Eli's garden, a space where structure and play nourish each other equally? The body, Lila, and the mechanism of emergence. Lila, the divine play in emergent reality. Lila is not just a metaphor for play. It is the very fabric of emergent reality. It is the intelligent, self-organizing force that moves through cleared apertures, spaces where theory and practice meet without resistance, to shape values, systems, and experiences. Unlike rigid structures or chaotic forces, Lila is the dance between them, the playful intelligence that allows for both order and novelty. In this chapter, we explore how Lila functions as the third factor in emergent systems. It is the real mechanism behind what many call the law of attraction, not in the sense of wishing things into being, but in the sense of aligning with reality's inherent playfulness. When apertures are cleared, when we let go of rigid attachments to theory or practice, Lila moves through them like water finding its level, creating patterns that are both meaningful and emergent. Healing as a property of reality. Healing is not an act of the self. It is a property of reality that flows through cleared apertures. When we resist this flow, by clinging to fixed ideas or denying complexity, healing stalls. But when we align with Lila, when we engage in integrative play, the path opens naturally. Every tradition as a mirror. Every tradition, philosophy, or system is a mirror of what we already are. It reflects the apertures we've cleared and the play we've allowed into our reality. The work is not about adopting one tradition over another, but about clearing more apertures so that Lila can move through them freely. Aligning with real complexity science. To understand Lila, we must align with complexity science. Self-organization, systems that organize themselves through local interactions. Dissipative structures, systems that maintain order while dissipating energy, like a whirlpool, citation needed, Prigogine and Stengers. Okay, I am writing Chapter 7 titled The Play of Values, Integrating Theory and Practice for the book Apertures of Value, Performance Systems in Emergent Reality. The book is about values-based performance systems that are built on living values. First, I need to understand what a holon is. From what I recall, it's a concept from systems theory that refers to a whole that is simultaneously a part of a larger whole. So, this chapter should be complete on its own, but also fit within the larger structure of the book. The movements are clearly outlined, so I'll tackle them one by one. 1. Tuning fork. This section needs a life-uplifting haiku and a profound quote. The haiku should capture the essence of play and values in an uplifting way. For the quote, it should be profound and relevant to the theme of integrating theory and practice. Haiku. I think about something like, values dance on wind, theory and practice swirl together. Emergent joy takes flight. But I'm not sure if this captures the essence well enough. Maybe something more about play and emergence? Alternative idea. Play unfolds in space. Theory's hand meets practice's grace. Reality sings light. For the quote, perhaps something from Santa Ana or a relevant thinker in complexity science.
Quote.
I recall that Santa Ana is known for his work on living systems. Maybe something like, the map is not the territory, but without the map, we are lost. But I'm not sure if this fits perfectly. Perhaps something more about play and values. Looking into my knowledge cutoff, November 1st, 2024, I don't have direct quotes from Santa Ana, but I can find a relevant one. Maybe from Gregory Bateson or someone in the field of systems theory. But since I'm not supposed to fabricate citations, I'll need to be careful here. If I recall correctly, Bateson said something about the play of mind. Let me check. Play is the highest form of human intelligence. Gregory Bateson. That seems fitting. So, the tuning fork could be haiku. Emergent values dance. Theory and practice intertwine. Reality plays light.
What?
Play is the highest form of human intelligence. Gregory Bateson. But I need to ensure that this is accurate. Since I don't have exact quotes memorized, I'll proceed with this, but note that a citation might be needed later if the exact wording isn't correct. 2. Parable. This should be a story that teaches without asserting. It needs to illustrate the integration of theory and practice in a way that feels organic and insightful. Idea. A parable about a gardener who plants seeds, theory, but also dances with them, practice, leading to an unexpected garden that reflects both the gardener's intentions and the whimsy of nature. The garden is a metaphor for values-based performance systems. It grows from both careful planning and playful engagement with the environment. Story. Once, there was a gardener named Eli who believed in the power of seeds. He read books about soil composition, sunlight, and water theory. But he also knew that no amount of reading could replace the joy of getting his hands dirty, practice. One spring, Eli decided to plant a special garden. He spent months preparing the soil, researching the best times to sow each seed, and studying the relationships between plants. But when he finally started planting, he did something unexpected. He danced as he worked. He twirled between rows, hummed melodies, and sometimes even laughed aloud at the quirks of nature. His neighbors thought him mad, but Eli didn't care. He believed that the garden was not just about the seeds or his knowledge. It was also about the joy he brought to it. As the days passed, something remarkable happened. The plants grew taller and more vibrant than Eli had ever seen. Flowers bloomed in colors he hadn't planted, and the scent of the garden spread far beyond his property. One day, a traveler passing through stopped to admire Eli's garden. "This is extraordinary," they said. "Where does such beauty come from?" Eli smiled and replied, "It comes from the seeds, yes, but also from the dance I bring to them. The theory tells me what to expect, but it's the play that makes it alive." The traveler looked at Eli with new respect. They realized that the garden wasn't just a place, it was a living system. A dance between knowledge and creativity, structure and spontaneity. Reflection. This parable illustrates how theory, the seeds, the knowledge and practice, the dancing, the playfulness, come together to create something greater than either alone. Just as Eli's garden thrived because he integrated his understanding with his joy, values-based performance systems emerge from the interplay of thoughtful design and playful engagement with reality.
Trois structures et techniques.
This section needs simple, universal practices that scale over time. It should be practical and actionable for readers. Idea. Practices that help individuals or systems integrate theory, values, structure, with practice, playful experimentation, adaptability. These should be scalable, something you can do individually or within a larger system. Practices. 1. Daily micro-practice. The 5-minute play. Set a timer for 5 minutes each day. During this time, engage in an activity related to your values-based work, e.g., designing, creating, problem-solving, but with a playful twist. No pressure, no right way to do it. It could be doodling, brainstorming without constraints, or even just observing how a system behaves without intervention. Reflect afterward. What emerged that you didn't expect? How did play shift your perspective? 2. Systemic reflection, the three-lens review. Periodically, e.g., weekly or monthly, review your work or system using three lenses. 1. Theory lens, what principles, values, or structures are guiding this? 2. Practice lens, where did play, experimentation, or spontaneity come into play? How did it shape the outcome? 3. Emergent lens, what unexpected patterns, insights, or beauty emerged from the interplay of theory and practice. This helps you see how both structure and play contribute to outcomes over time. 3. Scalable play. The yes and protocol. In group settings or even individually when brainstorming, use the improvisational principle of yes and instead of but or no. When someone presents an idea, respond with enthusiasm and build on it. Yes, and what if we also? This encourages creative integration without getting stuck in rigid thinking. Over time, this can be applied to larger systems, e.g., organizational decision-making, to foster adaptability and innovation. Why these work? They're simple enough to start immediately, but deep enough to scale with complexity. They balance structure, theory, with fluidity, play. They encourage reflection on the interplay between the two, which is key to emergent systems. 4. Luminous definition. This should be a gold box definition, a clear, insightful term, and its meaning within this context. Idea. Perhaps Lila or play in emergent systems. But since the chapter is about integrating theory and practice, maybe something like values-based performance system. But the book is already titled Apertures of Value, so perhaps the luminous definition should focus on apertures or play. Let's go with term, aperture of play. Meaning, an aperture of play is a moment or space in a system where theory and practice, structure and spontaneity align to allow for emergence. It is not chaos, but a deliberate openness, a clearing through which new values, insights, or forms can flow. Like the aperture of a camera, it adjusts to let light, or meaning, pass, creating depth rather than flatness. But perhaps playful aperture would fit better here since the chapter is about play. Alternatively, maybe focus on the integration itself. Term, integrative play. Meaning, integrative play is the dynamic interplay between structured knowledge, theory, and unstructured expression, practice, where both are brought together in a way that allows for emergence. It is neither rigid adherence to rules nor aimless experimentation, but a balanced dance that creates space for new values and insights to arise. I think the second one fits better here since the chapter is about integrating theory and practice through play. 5. 3 appreciative questions. These should guide the reader's reflection, starting with an easy question, a searing, challenging, middle one, and a closing one that invites integration or action. Start. What is one small way you can introduce more play into your theoretical work this week? Middle searing. Where in your life or work do you unconsciously resist the integration of theory and practice, perhaps out of fear, rigidity, or a belief that one must come before the other? What would happen if you let go of that resistance even slightly?
And
how might you design your next project, system, or interaction to be more like Eli's garden, a space where structure and play nourish each other equally. 6. The body, the actual teaching. This should center on Lila, the divine play, and how it functions in emergent systems as the mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction. Idea. Lila is not just playful energy. It's the active, intelligent force that moves through apertures, cleared spaces, to shape reality. It's the third factor in emergence, beyond structure and chaos. It's the dance itself. Structure. Start by defining Lila in this context. Explain how Lila operates as a mechanism behind the law of attraction, i.e., it's not about manifesting desires, but about aligning with reality's natural playfulness. Discuss how healing, values, and emergence are properties of reality that move through apertures when they're cleared. Relate this to performance systems. How do we design systems that align with Lila?
Draft.
Lila, the divine play in emergent reality. Lila is not just a metaphor for play. It is the very fabric of emergent reality. It is the intelligent, self-organizing force that moves through cleared apertures, spaces where theory and practice meet without resistance, to shape values, systems, and experiences. Unlike rigid structures or chaotic forces, Lila is the dance between them, the playful intelligence that allows for both order and novelty. In this chapter, we explore how Lila functions as the third factor in emergent systems. It is the real mechanism behind what many call the law of attraction, not in the sense of wishing things into being, but in the sense of aligning with reality's inherent playfulness. When apertures are cleared, when we let go of rigid attachments to theory or practice, Lila moves through them like water finding its level, creating patterns that are both meaningful and emergent. Healing as a property of reality. Healing is not an act of the self. It is a property of reality that flows through cleared apertures. When we resist this flow, by clinging to fixed ideas or denying complexity, healing stalls. But when we align with Lila, when we engage in integrative play, the path opens naturally. Every tradition as a mirror. Every tradition, philosophy, or system is a mirror of what we already are. It reflects the apertures we've cleared and the play we've allowed into our reality. The work is not about adopting one tradition over another, but about clearing more apertures so that Lila can move through them freely. Aligning with real complexity science. To understand Lila, we must align with complexity science. Self-organization. Systems that organize themselves through local interactions. Dissipative structures. Systems that maintain order while dissipating energy, like a whirlpool. Autopoiesis. Systems that create and sustain themselves, e.g., living cells. Attractors. Points in a system where energy is drawn, leading to stable or repeating patterns. Lila operates at the intersection of these concepts. It's the playfulness that allows systems to self-organize without getting stuck in rigid attractors. It's the way dissipative structures maintain their vitality through constant flux. It's the autopoietic dance of creation and sustainment. Values-based performance systems. Performance systems built on living values must integrate theory, the map, and practice, the dance. They cannot be one without the other. Just as a garden cannot thrive with only seeds or only dancing, it needs both. When we design systems that allow for Lila, to clear apertures where structure and play can meet, we create spaces where real value emerges. 7 7 7 second sentences. These should be aphorisms, the atomic units of wisdom, that capture the essence of the chapter. 1. Play is the language of emergence. 2. Theory without practice is a map without terrain. 3. Apertures clear when we stop resisting Lila's flow. 4. Healing is not an act. It's a property of reality waiting to move. 5. Every tradition mirrors the apertures you've already cleared. 6. Integrative play is where structure meets spontaneity without collision. 7. The law of attraction is not about wishing. It's about aligning with reality's dance. 8. 3 exercises. These should build in strength over time, from accessible to deepening to advanced. Exercise 1. Accessible, the playful reflection. Prompt: spend 5 minutes journaling or drawing about a recent experience where you integrated theory and practice in a playful way or where you wish you had. Reflection questions. What was the theory or structure you were working with? How did play enter the scene? Was it intentional or spontaneous? What emerged that surprised you? Why? This exercise makes the concept of integrative play tangible and personal. Exercise 2. Deepening. Clearing an aperture. Prompt: identify a system, personal, professional, or organizational, where theory and practice feel misaligned or rigid. Choose one small aspect to experiment with. For example, if you're working on a project with strict guidelines, find one rule or expectation you can playfully challenge for a set period, e.g., for the next week, I'll try one unconventional approach per day. Reflection questions. What resistance did you feel when introducing play? How did the system respond? Did it open up in unexpected ways? What did you learn about the relationship between structure and play? Why? This moves beyond personal reflection to engage with real systems, deepening the understanding of how apertures work. Exercise 3. Advanced. Designing a playful system. Prompt: design a values-based performance system, or a component of one, that explicitly integrates theory and practice through LILA.
For example,
if you're designing a team dynamic, how can you structure meetings to include both rigorous planning and playful brainstorming? If you're working on personal growth, how can you create rituals that balance discipline with spontaneity? Guidelines. 1. Start by identifying the core values or theory guiding the system. 2. Map out where play can naturally enter, e.g., transition moments, reflection periods. 3. Experiment with small play interventions, e.g., starting meetings with a lighthearted question like, "What's one absurd idea we could explore today?" Reflection questions. How does this system hold space for both structure and play? Where do you see apertures clearing in your design? What unexpected patterns or values emerge over time? Why? This exercise is advanced because it requires synthesizing theory, practice, and design, creating something that embodies integrative play at a systemic level. 9. Citations. I need to ensure all claims are cited where necessary. Since I don't have exact sources for some ideas, like the haiku or certain phrases, I'll note where citations might be needed later. Potential citations needed. 1. The concept of apertures and their role in emergence. 2. The idea that healing is a property of reality. This might come from Santa Anna's work. 3. The connection between LILA and complexity science terms like autopoiesis, dissipative structures, etc. 4. Any direct references to Gregory Bateson or other theorists mentioned. Example citations. For the quote by Gregory Bateson, I'll need to verify the exact phrasing and source, e.g., steps to an ecology of mind. For complexity science terms, I can cite Prigogine and Stenger's on dissipative structures, order out of chaos. Maturana and Varela on autopoiesis, the tree of knowledge. Kaufman or other systems theorists on attractors. Note, since I don't have exact citations, I'll mark these as citation needed, claim where appropriate.